Flamborough today received the following letter to the editor regarding the upcoming provincial election. I remember 1967. So much positivity in the air. Expo, 67, Toronto won Stanley's Cup, and on the airwaves, a place to stand, a place to grow, Ontario's anthem. I served overseas in the early 80s and was so proud to tell people from different countries of my province. When relatives visited from England, I showed them the diversity of our wonderful province. And now, I'm watching your boss strip it for parts, and sell it off to his cronies, or to faceless foreigners. I was a registered nurse, and worked for 42 years serving my fellow Canadians. Your government is decimating our healthcare in Ontario, once the envy of the world. Smith and Ford babble on about the billions put into healthcare. Yeah, to build structures or buy beds. This means nothing if there are no bedside staff to man the new beds. That was not addressed and, in fact, deliberately avoided in press conferences. To add insult to injury, nurses and other healthcare workers are leaving the public sector for the private one which Ford and Smith are implementing. Several members of my family were teachers in Ontario public boards. It's bad for everyone now, especially the students thanks to Ford's cuts. $3 billion of taxpayer monies for a blatant gimmick, $200 checks. Greenbelt fiasco. RCMP investigating. Blatant misogyny. Bill C-124. Science Center fiasco. Ruining Ontario place, selling it to foreign interests and building a high-end spa. How many Ontarians can afford that? Not a man of the people. Asinine, buck a beer, and license plate stupidity. Destroying our beautiful farmland and ecosystems for greed. I could go on, but I'm sure you're aware of more corruption than I. I am not happy that he's now called the snap election because I do not believe it was called for the benefit of the people he's supposed to represent, nor am I thrilled to have Quislings as my representatives, both provincial and federal. Will Barnett? Water down.